Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for joining me for another episode of Discussions with Delia. It really has been a long time since I've been on these airways talking to you about, you know, the issue of mental health, whatever is current in the news or what's been going on. And so much has happened since we were last on the air in June. You know, it seems like, a lifetime of things have happened. You know, I took time off from the show to run for city council in our city, and that was a big learning experience for everybody involved. We had a team of people that was just huge in heart, even if we were not so big in numbers. And we were able to accomplish something that was truly phenomenal, and I have to say, you know, kudos to those group of supporters and especially my awesome husband, Raymond, who was just there, you know, every step of the way. And, you know, running for city council on a principle that you believe in, that it's about the people, that it's about caring for people, and it's about wellness and healing for our city and our community. Those are the principles that I ran on. And I remain true to those principles throughout the entire process, arduous though it was, because that was a hard process. I mean, I've run for office before, ran for school board a few times, and running for city council was nothing like running for school board. But we learned some things through that experience about people, about the process, about politics. And I think I came out stronger for it. But, you know, it reinforced for me the importance of the topic that I've chosen for today's reintroduction of Discussion with Delia. And I'm really, like, totally just happy to be back on the air. It's something that I really enjoy doing, and I'm really happy to be doing it. Before I go on, I want to say happy birthday to David. Hey, David in Chicago, happy birthday. You know, David is a you know, big listener. He's a really good supporter, and I just wanted to say happy birthday. But, yeah, living authentically and what that means, because I guess I was thinking about it for myself. And in many ways, I guess that's what this show is. It's really about me. It's about, you know, me processing and thinking about the things that I ruminate about and the things that are important to me. And so, you know, I thought, okay, let's start there. Let's start there and let's frame it in a way like I would if I was doing a counseling session with someone. So if the problem was defined as, are you living authentically? If that's how we define the problem, then, you know, how would I approach it? Well, you know, what does that even mean? So I guess that's where I'll start. What does it mean to live authentically? You know, remember, you can call in live, 619-639-4621. That's 619-639-4621 to participate. But what does it mean to live authentically? What does that even mean? And, you know, after thinking about it, I think living authentically means that you are living true to your principles, true to your values, true to your core of who you really are. So you're not pretending, you're not forcing, you're living true to the things that you believe in. And you're not doing it to hide or to, you know,
disguise anything. And you're not doing it for, you know, praise or name. You're just doing it because that's what you truly believe. And I think that's a liberating thought, to be able to live an authentic life. You know, who am I at my core? What am I at my core? Now, and I, you know, when I think about it, at my core, I'm someone who just does not do well with stress. At my core, I'm someone who believes in love, someone who believes in forgiveness. At my core, I'm someone who believes that, you know, things can always get better. I guess I'm an optimist, right? So, you know, and how does that feel? So if I act any way different than what my core dictates, then that makes me uncomfortable, makes me miserable, makes me feel stressed. If I act any way different than what I honestly believe in my heart, then it just affects everything, throws everything off. So I think it's important to be focused on what your values are, what your preferences are, what your abilities are. Because if you choose to behave in any way that does not support that, then you create discomfort. You create disease in your life. And who needs that? You know, who really needs that? So, you know, I think authenticity has to do with appearance. So if you are living authentically, then, you know, you appear to be comfortable. You appear to be accepting of yourself and not so consumed by what it is that's going on around you or what it is that others around you think. You know, you exist with an appearance and an acceptance and an awareness of self. So, you know, you're not consumed by or engaged in trying to create impressions or trying to cover up. You just, it's easy. It's easier to live authentically because then it doesn't take as much energy, doesn't take as much effort. And even when, you know, it's not, when you're living authentically, it's not like everything is perfect. No, hardly. When you're living authentically, you can live with your strengths and your weaknesses. You can, you're not burdened by the difficulties or the challenges that exist in life because you accept those as part of life, right? So at the core, you're saying, well, you know, my life is not perfect. My circumstances are not perfect, but you're able to accept the imperfections as they exist and you are able to deal with them. And so it's not like, well, okay, you're authentic, so you don't hurt, or you're authentic so you don't get problems. No. When you're authentic, you're dealing with those things even as they arise, you know, in an honest way. You're looking at it and saying, okay, that's what it is. I can accept that that's what it is. You know, something is broken. My life is not perfect. You know, things are going off track. But you can take an honest look at it and say, okay, you know, with the strengths that I have or with the resources that I have, how do I manage, how do I deal with what's going on? You know, and that's, I think, the difference. Because when you're being your authentic self, if something is happening or if you have a challenge or a strain or something is going on with your life, then your connection with others, which is hopefully honest and straightforward and established, your relationships with others will allow you to reach out. Because if you're not authentic, if you're not authentic in who you are, I think it creates difficulty for you to connect with others, for you to be able to share with others, for you to be able to empathize in a real way. Because, I mean, who's going to be doing the empathy? You know, is it the real you, or is the pretend you, is the made up you? You know, so if you are living an authentic life and existing at the core as who you are, then you're able to connect with others. You are able to say, you know, this is what I feel, this is what I think, this is what's happening, this is what I need help with, or this is how I can help you. So it's not about pretending, okay, I know I can solve everybody's problems, or I can, you know, when you can't even solve your own. But it's like, it's saying, well, you know, this is what's happening in my life at this time, and this is the kind of help resources that I would like with this problem. And not being ashamed or feeling any kind of fear or any kind of dread in exposing that. Because when you are being authentic, I think those things are less likely to dominate in your life. So fear is less likely to be the dominant feeling that you have. And, you know, anger is less likely to be the dominant feeling that you have. Because there's a certain level of resolve that comes with saying, you know, it is what it is. There's a certain level of acceptance that comes with, you know, saying that's how it is. And I don't know what the relationship is between age and accepting your authentic self. I don't know how being your authentic self, how that fits in on the developmental cycle of all these theories of, you know, development that exist. I don't know if there's a place where that fits in, you know, on Erikson's or Freud's theories of development, where it fits in to say, you know, this is where you come to realize that it's okay to just be yourself. It's okay to not have to pretend or project something that you are not. So, you know, I wonder, you know, but what are the signs? What are the signs you think that might indicate to you that you may not be living authentically? You know, I think one of the things for me, and maybe I see that in my practice too, is that a lot of people have this sense of victimhood, of not being, you know, of not taking responsibility in their lives. So a lot of people who I think who are not living authentically tend to have the sense that things are being done to them, a loss of control. Like, yeah, I'm a victim. People are doing things to me, rather than I'm contributing to or I'm responsible for what is happening in my life. So, you know, I think that there's a definite connection with when if you find that you're in that state where you feel like you don't have that control and you don't have that, or you have that feeling of being the victim, then maybe you're not, you know, connected to your core of who you are. And so you're attempting to project an image that is not truly who you are. You know, you're probably trapped by false expectations, you know, by false projections and false perceptions of who you are and what you want people to believe about what's happening to you. So, you know, you might fear maybe, I don't know, going to work or meeting up with people, or you have a different persona in church than you do in the rest of your life. So, you know, ne'er the twain shall meet. So you pretend to be one thing. I saw it on Facebook the other day, and, you know, my daughter warns me, cautions me that not everything I see on Facebook, but I thought this was funny. And it was a wolf getting dressed in sheep's clothing, and it said, getting dressed for church. You know, and I thought, oh, you know, there are lots of folks who are like that. You know, you say, and I heard Pastor Moore talk about it one time too, when you say hello to them and they say, oh, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And by the time you look around, they're like screaming at the next person or screaming at their loved ones, because the image that they project of themselves in church or in their social settings is so totally different from who they really are at their core. And that's a lot of strain. That's like a lot of strain. People, you know, put so much effort into creating this false impression of what's going on in their lives. And it doesn't help that we have this, you know, social media and that everybody is like one-upping each other. So I think it's, you know, it's liberating that, you know, to be free of fear or to be free of dread, to be free of the discomfort and the uneasiness, you know, and you don't feel the need to have to cover up. You can say, well, you know, today's not as good as yesterday, or today's better than yesterday. And that doesn't mean that you share the details of your life with everyone, because I certainly don't do that. But, and you know, so you are selective with whom you share the details of your life with, you know, because it doesn't concern everyone. And some people, they just want to know so that they can say, well, I'm doing better than you. But you can share the details of your circumstances with people who you have a genuine, established, caring relationship with. And you know, but for others, you can, you know, you don't have to give the details, but you can say, well, pray for me, or, you know, I'm struggling today, or whatever it is, in an honest way to address whatever it is that's going on, without promoting gossip or you know, giving people fodder for to use things against you. I mean, and I think that can be helpful, because that way, if you perhaps don't smile like they expect or, you know, anticipate that you will, like you do every time, then they can understand that, you know, maybe it's something that's going on in your life that has nothing to do with them. And so eliminating misunderstanding in that way as well, I think, is really important. It's to say, yeah, maybe, you know, just maybe, whatever is going on with that person which causes them to be preoccupied really has nothing to do with me. And I know that because that's what the person said. Okay, I'm struggling a little bit today, you know, or I didn't sleep so well because I was thinking about something. And that's enough. You don't need to know what it is that they were thinking about. Most of us have had that experience, and so we can empathize and understand. If somebody says, okay, I was a little worried last night, so I didn't sleep so well. Most people have had that experience and knows what that feels like. And then if you have to go to work and go through an entire day, you know, focusing on whatever it is that you do at work, okay, you might be a little cranky. You might be a little distracted. You might not be as careful. And everybody, I think, can understand that. You know, so I think it's really an important thing to have honest relationships, to look for, how do I promote myself? How do I present myself as being authentic? And I've identified, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, what I think called, like, ideas, principles, 5 principles that I think can be helpful for all of us in kind of trying to become, be more like our authentic self. And the first one I said is to identify what your core beliefs are. What are your core beliefs, right? What do you believe about yourself? You know, and I think I was telling Raymond recently that in my core belief is that I'm a problem solver, so I see everything as a problem. And that's not always a good thing, but at least I think I know that that's how I see the world. I see the world. I always look for, okay, what is the problem that needs to be solved, and how can I solve it? How can I, so what's the core belief about myself? What are the things that I believe in? I certainly believe that work is overrated, even though it's necessary, but I certainly believe that. So I certainly believe that, that stress causes illnesses. I certainly believe that love is the most powerful force in the universe. So those are some of my core beliefs. And then a second principle that I thought you have to accept your truth. Whatever your truth is, I think it's really important to accept the truth. So, your truth may be, your children's lives don't unfold in the same way, in the way that you imagined it. And that might involve some grief. That might involve some pain. But it's really important to accept that, to accept whatever that means. So, accepting your truth may mean that, you will never be a size 2 again. And that's something I'm coming to grips with, and that's okay. So once you can accept the truth as it exists, then I think it's easier to become and to be and to exist as your authentic self. Once you're able to say, so I really don't like exercising. Then, so I'll try walking. Or, you have to do something. But, I'm not going to be a runner. I'm not going to. I think once you're able to accept your truth, then it becomes easier to relax into your authentic self. A third principle is the principle of compassion. And, in all the presentations and teachings and talks that I give, I think this is a theme that runs through it. I think learning compassion, self-compassion, is one of the most empowering things we can do for ourselves, is to learn compassion for self. So to be compassionate towards yourself, to not judge yourself so harshly when you mess up or, when you just don't get things done just the same way you want it, or whatever it is to be forgiving of self, to be compassionate for self. I think that's really an important thing. And we can all stand to be more compassionate with ourselves. Like to say, it's okay. It really is. It's okay. And my fourth principle is to believe that you're enough. It's related to self-compassion, but it's really about not thinking that you're always falling short. It's to understand that you are enough. If you believe that you're divinely created, that you don't have to be perfect anything. You don't have to be perfect at anything. And that you are enough, that you're a good enough friend, that you are, a good enough mother, not just judging yourself so harshly. I think is an important thing. Is to kind of relax into that. I like to think, just to kind of relax into the fact that, I'm never going to be whatever, and that's okay. I'm never going to have, the whatever it is, and that's okay. That does not make you less because you don't have those trappings or those
you know, whatever it is. And then my last principle is really to, you know, to call yourself on the bullshit when you're acting or pretending or when you're not being authentic, to kind of catch yourself performing the bullshit and just saying, oh, listen, that's bullshit to you, you know, and kind of just call it, to be honest like that with yourself, to say, no, it's not necessary. Like, that's not necessary. And to really be aware of when you are being inauthentic. To really be aware of when you're, you know, kind of like pretending. You know, when you're show off, when you're, you know, you're showing off. That, I think, is an important thing. So, I mean, so you don't need anybody to tell you, okay, Delia, that's crap. You know, you can call it yourself because you know who your authentic self is. And so, you know, I hope you'll think about those principles, maybe apply them, you know, and use them. Because I think that there's much to be said for living your life authentically. There's much to be said for just being an honest, true self. Like when you go to bed, you don't have to be, like, life is hard enough already. You don't have to be worried about, Lord, you know, I got to keep up. Or I got to pretend this, because it's not necessary. Because the face that you're presenting to the world is the same face you see in the mirror, is the same face that, you know, it's not a pretend face. It's who you truly are, and it's enough. So, you know, I hope that this topic is helpful to someone. You know, I think that it's really important to consider, how do we live authentically? Is it important for us to live authentically? I mean, you know, we don't know how much time we have, but, I mean, what could be better than living our lives authentically? So I hope you'll identify your core beliefs, actually be compassionate to self. Believe that you are enough. And when that don't work so good, call yourself on the bullshit. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussions Delia or like our Facebook page, Delia Positively Speaking. See you next week. Peace and blessings.